Welcome to a brand new episode of the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. Is I, the Reverend Godfather, show's main host and frontman, the man who is possibly still having microphone issues. Ladies, gentlemen, whoever is listening out there to this, this is something that has been requested and felt like needed to be discussed, and I agreed with all those who approached me and asked me to do this, even though it kind of interrupted the flow of the energy I wanted to start with in regards to hyping up and getting everybody in gear to Otakon. So I do apologize for that. For those of you who did not look at the title of this episode, we will be talking about Kevin Smith, Masters of the Universe, Netflix, and Mattel versus the fans. That being said, spoilers if you didn't hear me the first couple of times, spoilers if you didn't see it in the title, spoilers if you don't like the fact that you're spoilers, problems, but I do ask you to continue even though that there will be spoilers. If you don't like spoilers, stop listening because there's going to be spoilers. If you haven't been warned enough, heck with it. You have been warned that there will be spoilers. And I hope you are taking a drink every time I said the word spoilers. So, here's the thing. Again, we're talking about this whole Kevin Smith, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe versus the fan situation and what everything that dropped on this past July 23rd, 2021. Now, let me give you, before we go into the drama and the where I think the problems lie with everything and my two cents on the drama and everything and what I think about it, let me tell you the possible, but the positivity of what I watched. I did watch all 5 episodes, and let me just say that a lot of what was said and done is sound. Did I like what a lot of it happened? No, but the animation was sound, and what I did like was sound. Was good, very well done and presented very well. If you're not really a He-Man fan, that this it could be a very good starting off for you, or if you were anywhere remotely curious about He-Man, yeah, give this a watch. It's only 5 episodes. If you powered watch the whole thing, it lasts about the length of a movie. So you can do that, even if you skipped the credits. Now, here's the thing. Here's where the first issue lies, in my eyes. And for all of you out there who think that I'm going to be putting on knee pads and nuzzling up to Netflix, Mattel, and Kevin Smith, you're wrong. And let me explain why in regards to that in the upcoming rest of this episode. The main reason, biggest reason where a lot of this fails and a lot of the drama comes from is that Netflix and a lot of streaming services, whatever it is, Netflix, in this case, Hulu, Disney Plus, and maybe a lot of other places out there have done or are doing, because they are streaming services, they are not broadcast TV, which has a different type of format. Streaming services feel that you, as a viewer, have a short attention span, and in a way, they are right, meaning that whether it's an hour-long program or a half-hour-long program, you'd rather binge 5 to 10 episodes than a full 20 to 26 episodes. And I say that because broadcast TV, which drops weekly, they have a tendency, last year and maybe this year, excluded due to the fact of what happened last year. And for those of you that might be listening to this sometime way deep into the future, back in 2020, for those of you who forgot, there was this big pandemic out there and a lot of things were shut down. And since we are currently coming out of that pandemic, a lot of TV shows that have been on broadcast TV have been doing a limited run. Even though in the past, and we might see the longer broadcast seasons return, but in the past, on broadcast TV, stations like ABC, NBC, the CW, Fox, they'd give their season runs were roughly between 20 episodes to 26 episodes. And yes, there was time in between in regards to everything, but the average span of that was 20 to 26 episodes. And streaming services, again, said, we don't like that, or whatever reasons, we'd rather it be shorter, it saves time, money, etc., etc., etc. Let's keep it under 10 episodes. We feel that's what the average subscriber view span is, that they could probably stream in one sitting. Despite the fact that a longer season, a longer episode each season, helps flush things out. In this case, I think the original 1982 run of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe was over 100 episodes. I think it was like 150 episodes, maybe closer to 200. I could be wrong in regards to that, but it was over 100 episodes. And they had a long time to flush out characters and everything else. So any episodes that did not have He-Man in them were few and far between. So in my eyes, that whole argument, well, there were episodes in the original series that didn't have He-Man. And yeah, if there was like 5 episodes out of a 52 episode run, that's very small percentage when you have a whole season that barely has He-Man in it. But here's where we get into a lot of controversy and everything else. So if you allow me to start from the beginning, let us start from the beginning. We got some of the positivity out of the way. We got some of the negativity out of the way. I think a lot of the negativity and a lot of the bad stuff is the aspect of Netflix giving us a 5 to 10 season run in regards to how they operate seasons, not a longer run. If they did a season closer to a 26 episode run, things might have been better or might have panned out better or will pan out better if they did something like that. I'm getting confused in regards to it, or I'm saying it wrong, but I think some of you can understand the point. If they did a longer run, a longer episode run right out the gate and did a part 2, part 3, or season 2, season 3 that way, then yes, we'd probably have less. There'd probably still be drama, but less drama on certain aspects. Now, if you allow me, let's try to start from the beginning. The beginning was maybe about a year or so ago when we heard Kevin Smith say something like, I won't say something like, but these are his words. This is an excerpt of what he said about a year ago.
When I was a kid, I'd watch He-Man and Masters of the Universe when I got home from school. From 1981 to 82, it was a ritual.
The thing is, when folks heard that, some went, didn't he say something completely different on Comic Book Men many years prior about He-Man? And the internet being the internet, they said, other folks said, yes, he did. And I think we have digital copies of Comic Book Men. And let us check to see if he did say something, and let us get you that clip if he did. And sure enough, they found that clip, and they found what he said and posted it online. This is what he said back on Comic Book Men, I think closer to 8 or 10 years ago, in regards to that.
I have no love for He-Man.
I have no love for He-Man either, but he's got a place in the world in a comic book story.
Now, many of you, or I should say many fans out there, use that as outrage. Now, let me just say this. Was that outrage kind of misplaced in regards to that? Yeah, kinda, sorta, because you have to understand that I'm not putting on knee pads and nuzzling up to Kevin Smith as a fanboy, even though I liked a lot of his earlier work. I'm not putting on those knee pads, but a lot of you have to understand in regards to that, that outrage, what you all did was, yeah, that was valid. Saying, hey, wait a minute, Kevin, didn't you say this back on Comic Book Men? Yeah, that's valid to ask that. And a lot of people that were saying that forget that, again, folks like Kevin Smith, Mark Hamill, and a lot of folks that are involved, when they are paid to do this type of work, they are also paid to promote it in one way or another, and to kind of let folks know that they're hyped and that they should watch it. And sometimes a lot of that hype and what they're trying to do to hype their project that they're working on, they have to sell it to the other people that are not fans. That they have to convince their fan base in a way that might not be He-Man fans to watch it as well. So they have to sell it in a way. But some people did that weren't focused on the Comic Book Men type, or say the Comic Book Men quote, they focused in on the aspect of Kevin Smith saying 1981 and 1982. And they tried to correct, they came out and said, wait, whoa, 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 the cartoon came out in 1982. It was 1982 and 1983 for the cartoon. The action figures came out in 1981. And Kevin Smith's response to that, again, most of what Kevin has been saying in regards to this, which kicked off a lot of the drama, is him mishandling severely, in my eyes, the whole drama. And instead of saying, yo, you know what, you're right, the cartoon did happen in 82, 83, I must have been thinking about the toys, please forgive me, his thinking, so he went out there and started saying, the reason why I didn't get the whole dates right is because I'm a stoner. Dude, we get that you're a stoner and that you like to promote the fact that you are a stoner. But again, that's something you shouldn't have really put out there as the best excuse. What you should have stated was that, yes, you guys and gals out there who have been letting me know that the cartoon was 82 and 83 and the toy line was 1981 or came out in 1981, you're right. My bad, it's been a long time to remember that and the best case scenario, but yes, you could also probably chalk it up to the fact that I'm a stoner. Yes, you could have just said, yeah, it's a common mistake that everyone could have made, and in passing mentioned that you were a stoner. Not leaning heavily into that fact that you are a stoner. Then it came out a little bit later in regards to another leak that happened. And someone involved in the production leaked out that the whole storyline in the first part of this whole ordeal, this part one that came out July 23rd, would be nothing but Teela. It was, in essence, the Teela story. And they leaked that to a YouTube channel called Clownfish TV. And those behind it kind of released it, not as a video, but as a tweet. And Kevin Smith, instead of saying, it's a rumor, we cannot really divulge whether it's right or not, but it's a rumor. Please, you know, yes, Clownfish TV has the right to bring this news to light or this information to light. And from what Clownfish TV stated on Twitter was, and in many of their videos was, hey, we put this out as a tweet, not a video. And they said even they encouraged people to go watch the show when it dropped to find out whether or not this rumor is true. And again, as I was trying to say, instead of Kevin saying, yeah, it's a rumor, please don't, I cannot fully comment about it right now because it's still under production. As Clownfish TV stated, we're going to agree with them. It's a rumor. Go watch it for yourself to see what happens. Now, here's the thing. Because he didn't say that, from what I've heard, again, what I've heard, so I'm going to use this show's most popular word. Supposedly, what happened was Kevin Smith pretty much dialed it up to 11 and went to the media rounds who put on their knee pads and started nuzzling up to Kevin Smith and said, what do you want us to do, in a way? And Kevin Smith said, well, it's obvious that there was no such leak. Clownfish TV is lying, and that all they're doing is encouraging toxicity and this, that, and other thing. And all these media groups and Kevin Smith's fans started attacking Clownfish TV and their YouTube channel, which was uncalled for. And not to mention what we found out, those rumors were true. It did turn out to be the whole aspect of the Teela show. Now, here's, before I continue, let me double check my sources and all. So please, let me pause this. Now, this is where the whole spoilers come in, if you haven't watched it. If not, if you don't want any more spoilers, again, warning. And the fact that I do recommend you watching it, making it think for, your own thoughts and everything, but this is where we're going to get into the drama. One of the reviews pretty much said, because this is a direct sequel, Revelation wastes no time in setting things up immediately. Skeletor is in the midst of a plan to destroy Castle Grayskull in order to reveal its true power so that he can harness it for himself. Unfortunately, his attack has the potential side effect of not only destroying the planet of Eternia, but also all of its existence. The ensuing battle between two iconic leads largely removes them from the story and shifts the focus to other characters. Yes, that's right. That's pretty much what one of the summary of what happens in this happens. Basically, when a lot of fans started to watch and see that what a lot of reviewers were saying was true, the fans saying, like, wait a minute, it's called He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Why is, in essence, He-Man only basically in the first episode to get killed off, number one, and in maybe the total of the remaining four episodes, obviously this is exactly what happens, and I'm paraphrasing, in essence, what the fans were, what they were saying was, well, he was basically in the first episode, and beyond that, the remaining 80 minutes, he was maybe in it for not even 5 minutes total throughout the rest of it. And it's called the He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. He should have been in it every episode. Now, That being said, and fans pissed at He-Man not being in it in every episode, and some of the other things, including it being more so a Teela story, and the fact that they give Orko kind of a redemption arc to immediately kill him in the same episode, fans were pissed. So they went out and review bombed it. They went out to a lot of review sites to tell folks their displeasure, what they thought of it, and how they thought it sucked royal ding dong in a way. Not to mention, in my personal opinion, that was besides the point. Aside from the people who kept the secret of who He-Man really was, who was like Orko, the Sorceress, Man-at-Arms, those were the three, and Cringer were the four big people or main characters that truly knew the He-Man Prince Adam connection and that secret. Technically, there was a fifth person that was Prince Adam's mom. That's right, the queen knew who He-Man was, and she got it, but she kept the, she understood that Prince Adam needed to keep the secret. In the first episode, after He-Man dies, and it comes out that Prince Adam was, therefore, He-Man, the king, instead of saying, oh my god, his attitude was to go completely royal dickish, instead of a Karen, he became a Kyle, and pretty much, see the first episode, you'll see what I mean. It was, he just pretty much, heck, the queen said it was necessary. I was trying to, like, even I knew it for a reason. But still, the king was not even King Randor in this. A lot of people might have said they even ruined King Randor, because he would have understood as well. He might not have liked the whole aspect of the secret, but he would have understood in regards to it. And he probably would have taken a different reaction in regards to everything. There was no even redemption arc in regards to King Randor. They made him pretty much a douchebag, and they didn't give him a chance come down, or did he remain a freaking douchebag, or did he redeem himself like, oh my god, I was wrong, I should have been paying more attention, my wife, the queen, the person I cared for, was right, or I should have listened to her. No, we didn't get that. We got Teela, and Teela, instead of her best friend dying, her best ally also dying, finding out it's a secret, her reaction to the whole aspect was, oh my god, this was a secret, I should have seen this, holy crap, they are dead. She turned it to become me. And yes, was that necessary? No. Did it, they could have, again, handled it a little bit better. They didn't have to do it like that, maybe. They could have probably kept the Teela storyline and just got rid of that best bit. But when the fans review bombed it, they, what we'll be about to share with you is clips from Kevin Smith live stream that he did on YouTube. Now, from what we were told, I don't think that there were comments on this particular live stream. From what we I understand that those two live streams that he was on doing, one of which did not have comments turned on due to the outrage. I think there was a live stream on the day that everything came out, and a live stream maybe a day or two later, and it was a day or two later, like that Sunday, that had a live stream attached to it, and that was the one that had the comments turned on. In regards to both videos, they were pretty much what's called ratioed, which means out of the number of views that were watching, they were downvoting it left and right to kind of voice their displeasure. But this is pretty much what Kevin Smith said in regards to when he approached the folks at Netflix in regards to the review bombing and everything else.
He thinks it's a fucking conspiracy. I'm not saying that. That's what I read. I don't know what to think at this point and shit like that. But I do know this much. Based on what I was told by the people that like pay my salary, that doesn't matter to them. Like they literally don't care. Somebody did send me tweets where like I was on Comic Book Men one season and I was like, yeah, I was a big He-Man fan and shit like that. And they're like, aha! Like as if Netflix was going to be like, Kevin, you should have told us. There's the door, you know, like that shit doesn't like matter to anybody who writes a fucking check or something like that. So
yeah.
you can like rumble, young man, rumble by all means. I was 20 once and I fucking hated things as well. So pop off as much as you like. Come at me on Twitter. My Twitter stream is like honestly, but 95% love fest of people who are like, this is amazing and blah, blah, blah. Very complimentary. I thank all those people. And then 5% of you ruined my childhood. You're a cuck. Fucking a lot of very derogatory. And then some people who aren't even derogatory who just write long tweets about how I ruined it and stuff like that. Long, thoughtful tweets. So, you know, in that stream, it's still positive. Like it's like I'm like other than, you know, the me going like, oh, my God. This UpRocks article and reaching out to the powers that be, the moment that they were like, oh, what are you doing? Like, don't worry about it. Suddenly I got to kick back and like literally enjoy it. What's going on? I mean, we work.
Yeah, that's the, I want to say the part one of what Netflix, pretty much those in charge of Netflix told Kevin Smith. Now, I want to say this. This is my two cents, my humble opinion. Kevin Smith is right in a little bit in regards to this. Yes, the fans have a right to voice their opinion. Just like I have the right to voice my opinion. But in a way, I want to say, whether it's correct or not, Kevin Smith might have been gaslit a little bit. And that might have been the wrong term for it. But he might not have been gaslit, but he might have been lied to. That's pretty much Netflix doesn't care. In a way, Kevin Smith is saying they don't care. The folks at Netflix does not give a rat's ass in regards to everything. Now, but a little does Netflix or Kevin Smith realize. Kevin Smith should have realized a little bit more because he's wrote episodes for like Green Arrow, Supergirl, and other stuff for the CW and other shows on TV. And he should realize that the whole ratings is a thing. The whole aspect of number of views a series gets. It's the reason why shows that, you know, that tend to suck get canceled due to bad ratings. If no one watches, you know, a show on ABC or CBS or what have you, it gets canceled. It literally gets canceled. For the exception of, I think the reason why Netflix doesn't really care whether or not what the reviews say or how many people are watching, Netflix tends to keep a lot of the numbers of, or say, the number of people watching the episodes or the total viewership a secret or close to the chest. I don't think they're sharing those numbers with Mattel because as many may or may not know, that's why a lot of shows, cartoons got canceled on TV. It's not because they had piss poor ratings or bad ratings. It's because toy sales sucked. People weren't buying the toys, and Mattel or whomever, Hasbro, if they weren't making enough money, they were, or I should say, what happened in this case, let's say Mattel would say, okay, we're going to, since we're making the toys, we're going to front X amount of money for you to make this cartoon. And it happened with Young Justice on Cartoon Network. The show itself was getting great ratings. Awesome ratings. It should have continued. But since I think it was either Mattel or Hasbro was fronting more than 50% or close to 50 or more percent of the funds to get it produced. And when they realized they weren't making money from the toys, they decided, you know what, we're not going to fund the show anymore. We're not going to get, why are we, should we be giving you money to make this show? And thus, you know, we're not getting anything out of this. And since Netflix is not really saying how many people are watching the show or what the ratings are, it could be in the contract that this show has to do well. But if Mattel gets word that it isn't doing well, it's being review bombed, and Netflix is going, don't listen to those nasty, toxic YouTube channels. Don't listen to those nasty, toxic podcasts like the Long Coat Mafia podcast. No. Don't listen to them. They're not. The show is doing very well. So that could be one thing. Now, the thing is, if the toys do not do well, therefore, this show can be in trouble. But then again, we are in a weird collector's market right now. See our episodes in regards to that whole ordeal on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, and our main website, thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com, to catch those episodes and find out more about this weird collector's market we are in. So that could keep this show moving on a little bit more. There was a part two to this, what Netflix had to say and all that, or everything else. So let me go through that, and then if they had anything of interest, I will post it up, and I will commentate with all of you in regards to what was said and everything else, and tell you what my thoughts on what Kevin Smith has stated in regards to that.
He thinks it's a fucking conspiracy. I'm not saying that. That's what I read. I don't know what to think at this point and shit like that. But I do know this much. Based on what I was told by the people that like pay my salary, that doesn't matter to them. Like they literally don't care. Somebody didn't send me tweets where like I was on Comic Book Men one season. And I was like, yeah, I was a big He-Man fan and shit like that. And they're like, aha! Like, as if Netflix was going to be like, Kevin, you should have told us. There's the door, you know, like that shit doesn't like matter to anybody who writes a fucking check or something like that. So
yeah,
you can like rumble, young man, rumble by all means. I was 20 once and I fucking hated things as well. So pop off as much as you like. Come at me on Twitter. My Twitter stream is like, honestly, but 95% love fest of people who are like, this is amazing and blah, blah, very complimentary. I thank all those people. And then 5% of you ruined my childhood. You're a cuck. Fucking a lot of very derogatory. And then some people who aren't even derogatory, who just write long tweets about how I ruined it and stuff like that. Long, thoughtful tweets. So, you know, in that stream, it's still positive. Like it's like I'm like, other than, you know, the me going like, oh, my God, this Uproxx article and reaching out to the powers that be, the moment that they were like, oh, what are you doing? Like, don't worry about it. Suddenly I got to kick back and like literally enjoy it. What's going on? I mean, we work.
As you could hear from that part two, it backs up what I just said in response to part one. The higher ups don't give a rat's ass about what's said. Heck, all they're doing is paying Kevin Smith. Now here, here's the thing in regards to it. Let me pause this for a moment and get clear of the screen a little bit more so I have a little bit of knowledge of what to say and where to go with this next. So Let me just say this before we continue and go on with this rant and this kind of one-sided discussion. Again, Big Kane, if you listen to this, you're, again, as stated, if you want to record your thoughts and your takes on everything and your response, dude, record it. Send it my way on your phone, whatever, and I'll be happy to include it on a mini episode or whatever and share it with everybody because I would love to hear what your thoughts on everything is. But that's not the only thing that was included in the stream in regards to everything. I think we did cover the whole aspect of Clownfish TV and the whole Teela show, but that again, that's not the only thing. He did kind of spoil, as stated, their Netflix tends to do things in parts and call them, or say, short run seasons between 5 and 10 episodes a piece, and launch the next 10 or whatever episodes as part 2, or instead of season 2, it's part 2. Kevin did pre-release spoilers for episode 6 and what would be episode 6 and 7. This is pretty much how he presented those spoilers, and I'll tell you, I've heard these spoilers. I'll get into my thoughts about my response in regards to this after you hear what Kevin Smith said, or what was said in that stream right now.
Like I can kind of get when people are like, oh, I wanted like more He-Man in this show and whatnot. You know, I want to say like, oh, just fucking wait.
Right.
Like, episode... I'm not... Should I? I'm fucking wondering.
Episode 6 goes hard.
Episode 6... At the end of episode 6, we do something that they've never done in the franchise before.
You're going to get more He-Man than you think you wanted.
And episode 7 contains no bullshit. And, you know, I know I'm going to say this, and then a very, very vocal contingency of the internet is going to say I'm lying or something.
Apologize!
Like that.
Atone!
That I'm baiting and switching or something like that, but I promise you, on my child's life, in episode 7, there is a Skeletor and spoilers, He-Man, fight that tops anything that's one of the most brutal fucking fights I've seen. The only brutal fight in animation I've seen more brutal was in Invincible when he fucking held his kid through the trains and shit.
And that's what Kevin's had to say in regards to, in essence, episode 6 and episode 7. And from what we've been hearing, the remaining number of episodes in part 2, whether it's 7, not 7, 8, 9, and 10, or between episodes 8 and 15, or what have you, is pretty much from what we heard, is allegedly the Evil Lyn show. I guess we'll have to wait another month, 2 months, 6 months, a year for part 2, but that's what we are hearing. And in regards to what Kevin Smith said and what was said in that live stream about episode 6 and 7, that let me give you all this analogy. Let's think of it like this. Everybody knows about Captain Crunch and the Crunch Captain Crunch line of cereal. You have Captain Crunch, you got Peanut Butter Crunch, you got Space Captain Crunch, you got, you know, Carnival Captain Crunch, and so forth and so on. But the standards are Captain Crunch, Peanut Butter Crunch, and Crunchberry Crunch, or whatever it's called. And what whoever puts out Captain Crunch tends to put out every so often, but it's been a regular box cereal for the longest time is Oops All Crunchberries. Pretty much whether or not episodes 6 and 7 is a response to the hate or it was planned, I do not know. I cannot tell you for sure. But to use the Captain Crunch analogy, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe is pretty much Captain Crunch Crunchberries. That's what it is. It is the Crunchberry lines. But think about it like this. How mad would those folks who like the Crunchberry line think if they said, okay, we have to rebrand Crunch. Folks, We know you love Crunchberry cereal. Just that it, we have to pull it from the shelves for a little bit to rebrand it and do a little bit of rebranding. So after a while, it's going to come back. And when it does come back, out of maybe 1,000 boxes purchased by people who love that cereal and like to either like that cereal or what are fans of the cereal, they find out that maybe less than 10%, 100 boxes that are bought are a decent mix of Crunchberry cereal. I mean, they're like you would like nothing ever was. It was like buying an atypical Crunchberry cereal box. Now, let's say beyond that, if you want to compare it to part one of what was launched on Netflix, another 20 or so boxes have maybe, they do have Crunchberries in it, but it's maybe less than 20 Crunchberries in the entire box. But the rest, the remaining, we said 100, let's say 120 boxes total, so that leaves 880 boxes that are left that are sold out of that set 100 out of that 1,000 box sample is nothing but Captain Crunch cereal in a Crunchberry box. That's pretty much what's being sold. And what we just heard from Kevin Smith's live stream is them saying, "We understand that." How we, in a way, they're admitting, yeah, we screwed up in regards to that. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to give you this limited run of, oops, all Crunchberries to kind of make up for it. But, there's going to be our next run of Captain Crunch Crunchberries. Maybe about 100 or 200 boxes is going to have nothing but Crunchberries in it. Nothing but Crunchberries, but the rest of it might be all Captain Crunch cereal still, or less, you know, like less than a handful of Crunchberries in it. That doesn't mean we'll have to wait and see in regards to that. But if that's what, in essence, you are telling us, you haven't learned your lesson. And Kevin Smith himself has, in essence, stated that Mattel is paying him. Mattel and Netflix is paying him to do this. And what some people have been talking about and have been theorizing, let me state this, they have been theorizing, and I kind of leaning into that, it's theorizing to the point it's a conspiracy theory in a way. I could see why it holds true. And that is, Mattel wanted to do a reboot of He-Man. They wanted to do a whole new toy line in regards to He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. And the only people, so they approached a whole mess of other folks in regards to streaming, making it exclusive, whether it be Peacock, HBO Max, Apple TV. No one wanted to bite. But since Netflix is roughly the standard and probably has the biggest market share, Mattel probably said, again, this is just a theory that has been floating around. They pretty much said, hey, here's a butt ton of money that we're going to give you to make this He-Man series. We're putting out this toy line. We want you to do the series. And Netflix, it's kind of been well known. It's kind of like the best kept bad secret that Netflix has had, and that is that they have been in debt and they are kind of losing money. That has been said by several sources on several outlets, from comicbook.com to comic book resources. We're not talking about, even Kotaku might have said something about it. So it wasn't, we're not just talking, we got this covered. We're talking about various, you know, legit sources saying that Netflix has been losing money and having a little bit of money trouble. So Mattel kind of offering to pay a sizable chunk of the series to do it, and they might have recommended Kevin Smith. And because Kevin Smith is, or to many, one of the many kings of the nerds. So, that being said, they got Kevin Smith, you know, Netflix said, hey, we're thinking, us and Mattel are thinking of doing a He-Man show. Do you mind being part of this thing? And Kevin Smith probably had a thought. Well, I'm starting. I need money to do Clerks 3. I need, you know, people are probably thinking that I'm nothing but this direct-to-video on-demand type person right now. And a lot of my movies are coming out to video on-demand instead of movies. I'm also take this money as it is. And he might even said to Netflix and Mattel, I'm not a big He-Man fan. And they probably did tell him, hey, for right now, since if you accept this, you will be a fan. And because he didn't want to, I'm not saying he should have became a fan, but instead of doing research into the characters and how it should have legitimately continued, like some people might have done in a way to kind of prep themselves, meaning, hey, I'm not a fan of this, or I'm not a geek of this. Let me at least look into it and that a little bit more so I could have a better understanding how to take this character and where to take this character and where to do it justice so that way the true fans, the diehard fans, don't rake me. If they do rake me over the coals, it's not that bad. But since he probably didn't care and was being paid to say, hey, I'm this biggest fan ever. I don't care what all of you say. Therefore, he just took the money because it was a pickup truck full of cash or a very large dump truck full of cash. And they said, hey, since you know a lot of people, why don't you get them on board too? That geeks enjoy, get them on as part of this. And he was like, okay, I'll pull some strings. And that's why you probably got the cast how it was or how it is. Not to mention the reason why the other part of the theory is that because Kevin Smith is who he is and didn't really probably care too much about He-Man is why when Netflix, also having the rumors of being this now woke type of streaming service, that they were just feeding him show notes of how to take where to take this series in hopes that Mattel doesn't care in regards to certain stuff. He was like, okay, since I don't know anything, maybe I should listen to the Netflix. Now in regards to a lot of people's like, hey, and Kevin Smith said, yeah, but there's He-Man in this. Yeah, maybe that's why, since there is He-Man and the overall percentage of episodes being released, Mattel might, they could turn around, Netflix and Kevin Smith could turn to Mattel and say, yes, he is in it. Yes, he is in it. Even though, in reality, not to the extent that Mattel actually wants He-Man in it. Or the fact that Mattel, as long as it's getting made, the toy sales are good because of the flippers market and the resale market. They aren't caring too much over the drama that is being put out there. Now, there have been many YouTubers out there from Geeks and Gamers, the Star Wars Girl, Mecha Random 42, the Young Ripa, all these folks, including Clownfish TV, have put out their side of the story, their takes on what's been happening. Please check them out. Hear them out. Hear their side of the argument before you blame toxic, you know, fandom and everything else. Now, one of the other things that is coming out by some sources is that Kevin Smith and the rest of everybody else is gaslighting Masters of the Universe fans in regards to this. And the clip that they point to in regards to it, and they say, yeah, to
to kind of compare things, this is the clip that they I think they are pointing to that in regards to their gas. One of the reasons why they're gaslighting fans, and I'll get into the other reason on the other side of the clip. Here is that clip.
How we do it in episode one is he gives his fucking life. He sacrifices his life. Now, you know, I've been accused of lying for saying that that I'm like He-Man does no stepping aside. If He-Man giving his life for the entire universe is stepping aside, then Tony Stark stepped aside. Jesus Christ stepped aside. Like, it's a messianic moment. And if you follow, like, you know, classic literature, the hero's arc, like, bless you. It's where the hero has to go. Eventually, you have to sacrifice your life for some greater cause than.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard Kevin Smith compare He-Man to Tony Stark and Jesus in the same breath. Yeah, a lot of folks could are pointing to that as one of the reasons in regards to him gaslighting the fans. I do get the point that Kevin Smith is trying to say in regards to it, that a true hero has to be able to sacrifice himself. Kind of like in the episode that Arco, in essence, dies in. Therefore, yeah, Arco in that situation is a hero. He has to sacrifice himself in order to for the greater good. So therefore, yes, I get what Kevin Smith is saying, but it is the wrong way of, again, presenting things. Using that comparison might not be the best thing to do. The other reason why folks have been pointing out the fact that Kevin Smith has been gaslighting folks is the aspect of, well, in one article, I think it was Comic Book Resources or something like that, he said that the fans, I think the quote was him saying, please, my note in regards to this, please excuse, I know I've been vulgar in regards to this as it is, but his quote was, in the article, the fans have to grow the fuck up. Really? Insulting the fans, Kevin Smith, is not the thing you should be doing. Explaining yourself, yes. Possibly gaslighting the fans, like many have been saying, is not the best thing to do. Explaining yourself better in regards to things. This is why Netflix might be tossing Kevin Smith under the bus in a way. In my eyes, I think Netflix is tossing Kevin Smith under the bus. You know, oh, he's the one that helped co-wrote it and this, that, and other thing. We don't really care. He's the one that we're just putting it out for all you subscribers to watch. That's all he's doing. And Mattel doesn't really care. And he might, Kevin Smith might toss Mattel under the bus because they're paying him. Like, they don't really care as long as He-Man's in it somewhere. They don't really care about it. In essence, Kevin Smith, I think, might be in some of the interviews tossing everybody under the bus from Netflix to Mattel because they're paying him. They're not really trying to rein him in. They don't give a rat's ass or a flying fuck about as long as he's doing this show. He-Man's in it somewhere. Again, is who's really at fault for this? Probably a little bit of everybody. Is the fan, again, the loss here is probably more so the fans than anything else. Is this going to be the point that divides Kevin Smith's fans? Maybe. Will it be the point that divides He-Man and the Masters of the Universe fans? I don't know. Maybe. But before I, you know, wrap this up, this midweek or whatever episode you want to call it up, let me check one last thing. In regards to, don't worry, I'm not coming down with anything. Just that when I call things went down the wrong wrong pipe. So let me double check one particular source real quick, and I'll get back to all of you in regards to if there are any additional details I might have missed. If I still missed a few details, please let us know in the pinned post on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. You could leave that. If we get enough comments, when we do any additional episodes or anything like that, we'll get them together. That's even better. Tell if you watched Masters of the Universe on Netflix. Let me know what you thought, and I'll get bug Big Candy to record something, his thoughts and his takes on things. And if all of you have to comment on the pin post in regards to if you watched it, what you thought, your thoughts about everything in regards to it, and who's really at fault, the fans, Netflix, Kevin Smith, Mattel, who's at fault? Is it the YouTubers that constantly want to start the drama? Let us know, and we'll create another mini episode, maybe a midweek episode, or an episode that we could put in somewhere between all the Otacon stuff that we will be getting for you out there. So let me pause this, check one of the things that I snagged to make sure to see if there's anything I might have missed, and I'll get back to you in regards to that with anything. If not, we'll close out the show because it's been about an hour, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what happens, okay? I'll be right back, folks. Okay, folks, one of the things I did find, pretty much, what Clownfish said and what Kevin Smith's, response to it was, what Clownfish TV stated, their tweet was, "My understanding of Kevin Smith's He-Man from an alleged insider. Teela is a better He-Man than Adam. And he steps aside to let her and her girlfriend take over hero duties. If true, this won't play well." That tweet was from March 10th. Whether or not that was March 10th this year or what have you, I don't know. But Kevin Smith's response was, "As showrunner, I really could have used these story suggestions before we locked the series." I read that wrong, folks. His response was, "As showrunner, I really could have used these story suggestions before we locked the scripts. However, no, He-Man does no stepping aside, and Teela has no girlfriend in our show. The storyline is pretty much dark and way metal before Revelation. We were calling it end of the universe." Well, let me put it like this. Kevin Smith was right. He-Man didn't step aside. Dying does not mean step aside. Now, it's whether or not the companion that is with Teela throughout this part one, this season one, is Teela's girlfriend, as in romantic girlfriend, or not. It wasn't really hinted at, whether or not, what Evelyn said at the last series, end of the last episode, whether or not, pointing out, that Teela did have a love interest, whether it was that love interest was Adam, He-Man, this female companion, we won't know until probably season or part two in regards to everything and all that fun jazz. But right now, everything's a speculation. Was everything a little bit dark? Yes, that it turned out to be true. But again, could have Kevin handled it better instead of tossing Clownfish under the rock, under the bus, so to speak. Yes. So let me again pause this and let's see
What else? There's only about 3 minutes left of what I have to go through. I'll be back to probably close out the show in a minute, but you will never know or understand. Okay, apparently there was nothing more after that. There was some speculation that Kevin Smith actually doubled down on everything, but here's the thing. As stated, was any of you following this drama? Did you watch anything that some of the detractors or those who were stirring up drama were saying? Was it someone like outside of the sources and people I was kind of sort of following? Was it Clownfish TV, actually Clownfish TV, when they were doing their rebuttal and defending themselves? Was it Geeks and Gamers? Was it the Star Wars, or say that Star Wars girl? Was it Mecha Random 42? Was it the Young Ripper? Or was it Geeks and Gamers? Or was it those folks? Was it the Umbrella guy? Was it who else? Let me bring up YouTube so I could. I want to say there is one other person that was talking about this. He kind of. You kind of hear me going through, on our Xbox One, pulling up the YouTube app in regards to, getting the proper, person, so to speak, in regards to it. Let me pause. I'll bring it up that way. There is less time of me diving into everything. What? I'm back, folks. I'm sorry for the delay, even though you probably didn't notice it. The thing is, it wasn't just one particular YouTuber I was looking for. It was two. The first person I was looking for was Drunk3PO, and the other person I was looking for was Neurotic. That's right. These are Neurotic, Drunk3PO, Geeks and Gamers, That Star Wars Girl, Mecha Random 42, Mindless Entertainment, these are the folks that are, and Clownfish TV and That Umbrella Guy are always the folks that are seemingly leading the charge of, supposedly leading the charge of hate. Yet, they might just be pointing out stuff that might be wrong. Do they have a conservative viewpoint? At times, yes, but you have to understand, you have to look at both sides, and sometimes folks like Young Ripper, Mecha Random 42, Geeks and Gamers, Clownfish TV are asking questions, and they are getting flack for those questions, but that's besides the point. Back to the matter at hand, I want all of you out there in the sound of my voice, if you hear this and you've watched the Kevin Smith version of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, what did you think of it? Did you think Kevin Smith lied to the fans? Did you think Kevin Smith did a good job with He-Man and the Masters of the Universe? Do you think he did a crappy job? What did you like? What did you hate? Again, in the pinned comments down below, let us know what you think about everything. And again, if we have enough comments, I will do another an update with all your comments, all your questions, all your questions, comments, and remarks in regards to this. And again, Big Candy, I'm giving you homework. That's right, I'm giving you homework, mister. I know you listen to these all the way through to keep my fat, hairy ass in line. You listen all the way through. If you want to weigh in, again, you are welcome to weigh in and give me your 2 cents. Tell me where I am wrong. And that includes all you listening. Leave a comment on our Facebook page, and I'll make a part two. I'll put it up. I will voice all of you, and I'll go through with it. I'll make points. Heck, I'll get Big Candy. I want you to send that stuff in, and we'll see how well the odds are in our favor to get together and actually discuss maybe the comments
that we get in. That's where you, we want your reactions, folks. We want all your comments and everything on our Facebook page. While you're there, hit that like button, so forth and so on. Check out our, and because we're on the ramp up of the whole Otacon thing, please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, the whole nine yards. Bookmark our main website at thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. Heck, go on over to YouTube in that search, if you're not already done so, in that search bar, search for The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. Click on the channel that comes up, which is us. That's right. See the picture of the mobster that comes up. Click on the channel choice and hit that subscribe button, because you don't want to miss the Otacon stuff that we will be putting out over the next couple of hopefully the next couple of weeks, starting the week of the 8th. You don't want to miss out. You don't want to miss out on updates from what we get in regards to this rant and rave. So everyone out there, please stay tuned. Comment on our Facebook page, which is, again, facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. If you don't really use Facebook, you can always email us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. Or you could DM us on Twitter or tweet at us. Our Twitter handle is longcoatmafia. We do have an Instagram. It is longcoatmafia. Again, we ask everybody to not only like us on Facebook, but subscribe to our YouTube channel, because there are sometimes we put up stuff that can't really be put up on either Facebook or YouTube. So therefore, we put up video and content on one or the other. So and when you subscribe to us on YouTube, it helps us get past that 100 subscriber mark, and it makes things easier. And more, I want to say, easier for us link-wise and promotion-wise. And plus, it makes things easier for people to find us on YouTube. So if you like the videos, hit those like buttons. Comment, interact, share. Help us defeat the evil algorithms that are out there. Find us. And don't forget to bookmark our website on your desktop or laptop computer. Because social media is funny, and so are our outlets. Again, our outlets tend to keep us down. We could be putting out content like this that's vulgar once or twice every 3 or 4 months, and the rest of the time put out wholesome family content. But every episode is marked explicit because of an episode like this. So therefore, we ask you to share out episodes, links, and everything else. If you follow us on Facebook, there are three, when you share out the pin post, there are three dots that allow you to show the original post. Please click those dots and select show original post, because that helps us with the whole Facebook algorithms, and it tells Facebook that we have a way better reach than anything. So it does help. So please let folks do that. Let folks know that you support the channel. You might not listen, but sharing our links, our channel, and our content does help us better than you all realize. It does help us. It helps a small indie show like us get a better reach. That being said, I'll see you all in a few days with more ramping up to Otacon content. But for now, if anything comes up or anything changes, we'll get everything together for an update episode. And I don't mind technically, a lot of times I don't mind this stuff, because all the times that we take days and weeks off from the show, this allows us to do that, fill in those gaps in a way. So take care. See you all in a few days. Stay tuned for our next ramp up episode in regards to Otacon. And I am out.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.